This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. As 10 U.S. states record a spike in coronavirus cases, U.S. President Joe Biden warned on Tuesday that, quote, millions of Americans are still unvaccinated and unprotected, and because of that, their communities are at risk. In his latest broadcast appeal for people to get vaccinated against COVID-19, the president said the Delta variant of the virus, which is more transmissible and potentially more dangerous, is already responsible for half of the cases in many parts of the country. The states of Kansas and Missouri, in particular, are reporting double-digit percentage surges in infections due to the Delta variant. Biden said the federal government is mobilizing COVID-19 surge response teams, staffed with experts from federal emergency and health agencies. Shortly before Biden spoke, the leader of the opposition Republicans in the U.S. Senate, Mitch McConnell, said in Kentucky, his home state, that only about 43% of residents there are fully inoculated. Pardon me, he said there's no good reason not to get vaccinated. He spoke in his home state of Kentucky, where about 43% of residents are fully inoculated. Vaccine hesitancy, especially among Republicans, is blamed for the Biden administration falling short of its goal to have 70% of American adults at least partially inoculated against COVID-19 by July 4th. Only 45% of Republicans have received their first dose, according to a Washington Post ABC News poll. That same poll shows 86% of Democrats saying they've gotten their vaccination. As Indonesia reported another day of record fatalities from COVID-19 on Tuesday, an Indonesian official said the country has prepared backup medical facilities for a worst-case scenario where daily coronavirus infections might reach 40,000 to 50,000. More on that story at our website,